Excel award-winning teacher and coach Mike Allen, just 54, died unexpectedly of an apparent heart attack last night while resting on the sideline during a Church League basketball game at First Christian Church in Elizabethtown. Efforts to revive him on the court, in the ambulance, and at the emergency room at Hardin Memorial were unsuccessful. Quite a shock to his family, friends, current students, and former students at West Hardin Middle School, and to the readers of his weekly column in the Hardin County Independent and other papers across the state as the word gets out. One of his books is called Traveling Light, and that's how he'll be fondly remembered, as one who traveled lightly through life, quick to smile and laugh, and often the laugh was on him. He didn't mind. Many of his columns were about his foibles as a husband, dad, or just a man trying to get through life, his bumblings in trying to get a new weed eater to work. He even admitted to getting ringworm on his posterior. That was Mike, quick to make the joke on himself to lighten the mood. If you'll allow me a personal note, not only did I enjoy Mike and Amelia in Sunday school, we've shared the same Sunday school class for years, but he had become a fixture on these radio stations for our annual Christmas Heart of the Matter program. No matter how many times we heard him read the delightful story about the Herdmans almost destroying their church Christmas play, I laughed each and every time. What a wonderful reader of stories he was. But he had a serious side that he would show every now and then, including an inspired poem, September Skies, following the September 11th terror attacks.
In a burning cloud fell darkness o'er a blue September sky, with towers raised and crumbling, and a nation asking why. The thousands who had perished, our brothers, moms, and dads, our sisters and our nieces, the lives we touched and had. The charge of broken memory, the phone calls, last words read, I love you, was the message. Don't forget, the silence said.
At the tail end of his book, Traveling Light, Mike Allen wrote, in leaving, I'd like to pass something on to you that my grandfather once told me. It didn't seem so important at the time, but the older I get, the more sense it makes. He said, the good Lord put us on the planet mostly for two things. One was to laugh, the other was to learn. In between the two, he said, we need to help each other see the sunset, because that's what keeps us sane. Mike Allen, just 54, died unexpectedly Thursday night of an apparent heart attack as he was resting against the wall from playing Church League basketball at First Christian Church. Survived by his wife Amelia and other family members, the body is at the Brown Funeral Home. Arrangements are incomplete. He'll be missed by friends Dan McCamish, Gary Milby, Gerald Lush, his friends in the Bible and Love Sunday School class at Memorial Methodist Church, his students, fellow teachers, and others. Shay, just a personal message to you. I told you this the other night, but I want to repeat it, that it's natural. You're very sad. You should be. Tears are very appropriate. It's a tremendous loss. But you had some great times together. And I'm sure there are times where you and your dad butted heads. That's to be expected. That's how life is. That's how families are. But there were many wonderful times of closeness and doing things together and enjoying things together. And as I told you, sadly, my dad and I never had those times together. I would see him from time to time. He lived in Ohio. I always lived in Kentucky. He'd go to Florida. He'd stop in. He'd be there for about an hour, like an uncle, stopping by to say hello on his way to Florida. Mother and dad divorced when I was little, raised by my grandparents. Bless their heart, bless their memory, bless their sacrifice for raising me. I enjoyed Corbin, being raised by my grandparents. But there's that little hole in your life as a young man. You play sports. You want to see your dad up there in the stands. On senior night, you want your dad, you want your mom down on the field with you. That didn't happen for me. My dad cared more about me than I knew. He raised another family after he divorced my mother. Turned out my half-brothers were good guys. Didn't know that. until my dad's funeral. And as I say, sadly, we went all the way through his life, 71 years, until we had our first close, intimate conversation about something real, about us, and not about UK or how I used to play softball in Louisville or how I did okay at Corbin. On his deathbed, I grabbed his hand. I asked everybody to get out of the room, and we spent 30 minutes holding hands, looking into each other's eyes, talking deeply and openly about us and about how their marriage broke up when I was just 3 or 4 years old. And he told me his side of it, and he wasn't bitter, and he didn't put down my mother, but I got to hear it from him. For years and years and years, I'd heard only one version of that, and that was from mother and from her side of the family. I treasure that 30 minutes. But also, I don't envy, it's not a good word, but I remind you something that you don't need to be reminded of, that you had many, many, many good times with your dad. Remember those times. Look back on them with fondness. Treasure them. Hold them close to your heart. You had a wonderful dad. We all loved him. You lived under the same roof with him, so you know all about him. And I tell you, the part that he revealed to the rest of us was something that we will always treasure. He was a treasured friend to so many people, and especially to his fellow classmates in Bible and Love Sunday School class. We'll be there for you in a lot of ways, and all you have to do, if you have any kind of need at all, is to let us know, and we'll be right there. God love you. May He wrap His loving arms around the entire family. Is my prayer. Amen.
If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you fall asleep, I would tuck you in more tightly and pray the Lord your soul to keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and kiss and call you back for one more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would videotape each action and word, so I could play them back day after day. If I knew it would be the last time, I could spare an extra minute to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you would always know that I do. If I knew it would be the last time, I would be there to share your day. Well, I'm sure you'll have so many, so I can just let this one slip away. For surely there is always tomorrow to make up for an oversight, and we will always get a second chance to make everything just right. There will always be another day to say I love you, and certainly there's another chance to say anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you, and I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So, if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss. And you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their one last wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear. Tell them how much you love them. that you will always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today.